forget singing. This is the time we come for to hear the Word of God. You pray for Brother Milby.
Thank you, Brother Hyde. 1 Kings chapter 4. Thank you for being in the Lord's house tonight. I appreciate knowing I'm saved. I get more glad of that as my hair gets whiter. I appreciate the singing, helped rest me. There's something about the right kind of singing by the right kind of folk, it'll help you. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take him unto him, my two sons, to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full, and she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil. And pay the debt, and live thou and thy children the rest. I want to preach on this pot of oil tonight. As I get older, I want to go back more to the basics. And I think that we've left the basics. Generally speaking, in Christendom, we've gone to frills and the things, and forgot about the basic things. And my heart longs for the basic things. The frills will get a crowd, and they'll get a bigger crowd at the church. But God's not looking for just a crowd. He's looking for folks that want to get right and live right. And we have a situation here in the Scriptures. This woman is a widow. The man of God knew her husband. And she's got children. Evidently, she's gone in debt. And the bondsman's come to collect the debt. And the debt has to be paid. And if it can't be paid, he takes the children. Now, our children are in danger tonight, all across our land, even church children. And the devil wants them. And he's getting them by the dozens. And something has to be done. Now, the outside world's not going to help. And the help has to come from God's people. Same thing about the church. There's lots of things in the church that's good and right, but there's a whole lot of things that's not right. And the help's not going to come from the world. The government's not going to do it. Republicans and Democrats are about all crooked. And they talk religious, but there's no help in them. So the help's got to come from the people in the house of God that's got an honest heart. And I'm afraid we're being lured and enticed and drawn away from the basic things to the things that look good that have no substance. And that's where we are. And the real question is, what shall we do? And it's a confusing thing. Revivals in the old days. It's not here today. I never hear of a real Holy Ghost revival. Everywhere I go, they talk about what used to be and has been. Thank God we run into a little patch here and there. Had a real revival here last year. And God hadn't died between last year and now.
Amen.
And we can still have revival.
Amen.
And that God wants revival worse than we do. He gave His Son at Calvary that sinners could get born again. And He's eager for me and you to want revival. But I don't find anywhere, almost nowhere I go, where folks really want revival. Want to get together and have a meeting. I've been fed by the preaching. A lot of joking. I went to a revival not long ago to a preacher that I know that's well known across America. At a revival meeting, I thought, surely I can get something. I'm hungry to hear preaching of the Word of God. And I hear very little. And someone asked me afterwards, how was it? And I said, religious entertainment, but no power. And oh God, we've got to have that. Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't drop thrills and things and go after the power of God, all our meetings are useless. Now this woman's down to serious business. Her children's being taken away from her. And she realized she's got to have help that the world can't give her. And so she goes to the man of God and tells him her troubles. Now hear me tonight, fool. If we're going to get help, we're going to have to get down to realizing it's a life or death issue. Hell's no game. Thank God, hell's real. And I'll tell you tonight, if we don't come together and pray for the power of God, hell's going to get our youngins. Preachers going to hell. Deacons are going to hell. Our children are going to hell because of a lack of power at the house of God. We're mistaken speaking for preaching. We're mistaken talent in the singing for spiritual singing. It don't even favor one another. I'm going to tell you, there's such a lack of power. We don't recognize it when it comes. We're tied to entertainment. Help us, God, again, to go back to the old time. Holy Ghost time. That'll get a hold of sinners where they're not gone to the altar by games and things, but by the power of God, while there's still time. Help us, Lord. Now, the man of God's got a whole lot of answers if he is a man of God. And he's not an answer man, but he does have a lot of answers if he is a man of God. And the answer's probably not going to please 99% of the folk today. But I'm going to tell you, God's stuff is what we got to have. And we want the straight stuff. Now, this man of God, has no time for games. He realizes that every time he stands, it's a matter of life and death. I realize this week while I'm here that what I preach or fail to preach might mean eternal destiny for some lost soul. And so I'm down to business, talking to sinners and to saints. Everybody here tonight's a sinner. I'm sorry to say, but it's so. You're either a lost sinner or a saved sinner. You never have quit sinning. You ought to. There's no reason for you to sin. But I'm going to tell you, if we'd tell the truth, every one of us here tonight need to make a trip to an altar and ask God to forgive us and help us to live right. No, you sure look at me that way. You see, I know I've been living. I'm 71 years. Been a preaching since 1960. Been watching men and women, boys and girls, in and out, kill themselves, and marry and remarry, in adultery and sin, low down, weakness and mess, and cuss and fight one another in the house of God. And I know where we are tonight. We're nothing but scallywags that God picked up out of the gutter and brought us to the house of God and got us in a prayer and shape and forgave us and saved us and set us up in the road, and we've treated Him awful. It's amazed me tonight that God knew exactly what you'd do after He saved you, and He still saves you. It's amazing. And the man of God's got the answer. He said, "What do you got in the house?" Isn't that something how he thought of that? He realized that she don't have anything at the house. They don't have anything to work with. And I say to you tonight, if all your religious living is when you come in them doors, you don't have anything. If the only time you call on God in sincerity is back yonder in the prayer room and around here, God help your purified heart and the eternal destiny of your children. It's going to take something real to bring the power of God. Oh Lord, I'm tempted to call for a prayer meeting even right now. We're in a mess in America. And that God's people, I'm telling you again, it falls on our shoulders. Preacher, it's up to us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's up to us. Brother, it's up to us. We can't depend on anybody out there. It's bad enough in the house of God, but everything out there will lie and cheat and steal and care nothing about your child, your daughter, your son. And so it's up to me and you. It's a matter of life and death. She said, "The bondmen are come to take my two sons." He said, "What do you got in the house?" And she said, "I don't have anything." She had already sold it all. But she said, almost as an afterthought, "Save a pot of oil." She said, "Everything's gone," but she said, "Now, there is a pot of oil." And that's what I want to preach on tonight. There's something in that pot of oil. And it is worth more than everything else she had in the house. And this pot of oil signifies the Spirit of God, the salvation of God, the love of God, all in one deal. You got every bit of it when you got saved. You got enough to take you to heaven. When God saves you, thank God, He put something in you that morning, that night. Hallelujah, that'll make you love one another. You think about what's in that pot. Just a little old relieving you of your burden. Making you know something had happened in your soul. No Jews repented and God had saved you. And I didn't realize, I thought all I had when I got up that morning was a hell proof and fire proof. And I'm still finding out that I got a lot of things in the package the morning I got born again. Make me love everybody. It's good enough for me. It'll change your mind about God and sin. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if you really got born again, you really did get saved. Preacher won't have to follow you around and tell you how to dress and how to live. When you get right in your heart, thank God, God's got the commandments written on the tables of your heart and you know what you ought to do. Ain't that right? He said, I want you to go home and I want you to take that pot of oil. Send your boys to borrow buckets and tubs and pitchers and cans. And said, don't borrow a few, borrow a bunch of them. And I'm going to tell you tonight, this stuff will spread. And when we get right, there's enough for this whole country. That housing project over there ain't a drop in the bucket, what God can do. He'll save them all in one night. And I'm going to tell you, you see, we limit God. We want God to just kind of do around our house and around our little old church. We ought to, but I'm going to tell you God's bigger than that. And He can do wonderful, marvelous things if we put our trust in Him. Now don't misunderstand me. I ain't no compromise to get a crowd. I'm going to stay in this blessed building and preach the Word of God and let the Holy Ghost do the work. You see, you can't do the things of God unless God helps you. God things have to be done by God. And if we're willing vessels, He'll work through us. But you got to have God Almighty. And He said, I want you to go home and shut yourself up in your house. Now listen to me, everybody's here tonight. When you shut yourself up, you shut yourself up in the house, secure in the house. You shut out some things and you shut in some things. And that's exactly what we need to do. Now, if there's some things going on around your house that ought not to go on, your spiritlessness, I'm going to tell you, is magnified. If you know some things going on in your household that ought not to be there, you'll never get anything settled with God till you get rid of it. And things getting quiet on me now. But that's all right. I'm going to preach it anyway. God's looking for cleanness and wholeness and holiness. I think that's right. And I'm going to tell you, we've watched the boob tube, and we've listened to folk, let them coax us into doing this and that until households are unclean and unholy. God help us. And I'm going to tell you, there's some things that need to be shut out. The influence of the world. The influence of your own family. Your mother and your father and your brothers and your sisters. And they'll talk you into doing things that's not satisfactory in the sight of God. You better take your little family and say, this is our household. We're going to keep it clean. If my family all leaves, it'll be all right. My wife said, tell me why your brothers and sisters and my brothers and sisters don't come and see us. I said, we got the door shut. And she said, I don't understand what you mean. And I said, we won't joke with them. We won't get into filthiness with them. And there's a whole lot of things we want to talk about here in our family. Before we eat, we're going to pray. They don't like that. I whip my children, make them sit around and be quiet when there's little fellas. And they let theirs roam and romp and tear up things. And they know I don't like that, so they ain't coming around. And you know what's the matter? They want to do what the world's doing. And there's a whole lot of things in your house you got to shut out and some things you got to shut in. I'm going to tell you, mamas and daddies, it's dangerous to let your kids go and stay with somebody else's kids, even overnight. It's dangerous. You say, preacher, you're an old fogey. You're behind time. Thank you. I'm glad of the compliment. I'm going to tell you, if we have our house right, if the pile of oil we've got in our house is multiplied and helps anybody, we're going to have to do some strange things according to the world. Now, this woman paid attention. Never wasn't no mouthing. She just went home and did it. I never had thought of that before. How about that? She just went home, did what the man of God said, didn't discuss it over the dinner table, and said, what do you think? Just did it. Ain't that wonderful? I was preaching one Sunday at a little old church, and God said, go home and take your television out. I don't really, not good to young people. My children love to watch them ball games and watch this and that. Wasn't near as bad then back in the 60s. But I went home, just made the announcement on the way home. We're taking the television out. Wasn't a word said. Never has been a word said. That's been many years ago. There ain't been a word said since. But my children learned one another's names, learned to play the piano. The grades went up. You say, what are you doing? Put your clothes in the door on the outside. I don't want Hollywood telling my family how to live. They don't know how to live. Great God in heaven, if we're going to have power, somebody's going to have to take the pot of oil. Let God bless it. That's in our house. Boys borrowed all kinds of vessels. Brought them in, took that little old pot. I would think now it probably held from a pint to a quart. Ham took all them vessels and set them around in the floor. And she no doubt picked out a little bucket. That's what Christians will do. Try God on the little things, you know, and see if he'll do that. And if that don't please us, we'll quit praying. Hand up, pour out a little old pan full and shake that thing. Said, you know, I believe it's got as much in it as it had before it started pouring. Now, if you won't limit God, he can do some great things for you. Y'all believe God can save your kids? Do you really believe that? Do you think he can save the older people, your brothers and your sisters? I've seen amazing things even this year. Just amazing things that God's done. And the influence of Christian people that want to live right. I'm going to tell you, the preacher's lot. You see and hear everything. This man of God right here, it goes through things you don't ever know about. Seeing and hearing. I got a phone call just a few weeks ago on Sunday morning. A precious church member lived just maybe 500 yards from the church. And somebody said, she's committed suicide. And the church every Sunday, every service, she's there. Starlet's her name. And she's faithful. She's always grinning when she comes in. Talks about the goodness of God and asking folks to pray for her children. Took a gun, stuck it in her mouth, and pulled the trigger. You say, preacher, what about it? I don't have no idea what about it. I know one thing. I ain't going to do it. If you've got any sense, you ain't going to do it. I know she's out of her mind when she done it. And I'm going to tell you that's a cop-out. I'll tell you what I'll do. Thank God, take all the rough bumps, what people say and what they do. Take my little old pot of oil and go home, shut the door with my children and pray and ask God to help me to have wisdom. Be the right kind of daddy and the right kind of granddaddy and father-in-law and father and husband, thank God. And if the world wants to go to hell, let them go. I'm going to heaven. And this is a serious business of trying to get somebody to go with me. A week before last, I guess it was, got home from camp meeting and tired and weary. Laid down a little bit after 11. 12 o'clock, got a phone call from the fellow and said, this is so-and-so. I've known him for years and years. And he said, I'm fixing to commit suicide. I didn't say anything. And he said, I am. I've had it. That's the end of my rope. I'm as far as I could go. And I said, I don't know. I ain't going to talk you out of it. If that's what you want to do, you're going to do it. Talking to me ain't going to do you a bit of good. But if I was you, I wouldn't do it. And he said, what about it? A man commits suicide, is going to hell. And I said, if he ain't saved, he's going to hell. And you're probably not saved. And he said, I believe he'll put it off a little while. You know, the old thing, Kevin killed himself. He's afraid of hell. I'm going to tell you tonight what ought to drive you to this order is you ought to get born again, live for God, and have a time in this world that you won't think about killing yourself. Amen. There's more to it than that. This is a matter, hey, you can end it here, but there's an eternity after you leave this world. That's exactly right. She said, give me one of them larger buckets. Poured out of that and just kept pouring out of it and kept pouring out of it. Poured that bucket full and set it aside and shook it and says, got this exactly as much in it as when I started. What's in me ain't going to run out. What God put in my soul back yonder in about 1951 is still alive tonight. And it's a bubbling. And thank God if I live right, others will know there's oil in the vessel. Isn't that right? There's some folk around tonight, you say you're saved, but there's no evidence. There's nothing inside. You act like a sinner. And if you act like a sinner, walk like a sinner, talk like a sinner, more likely you're a sinner. And so, she said, no doubt, give me that number 3 washing tub. And we'll try this thing out for real. I'm going to tell you, there's no limit to what God can do. There is no limit to what God can do for you. There's a whole lot of us that lost our faith in God. We wonder if He can really save sinners. If He really can change old, drunken, whoremongering sinners. I'm going to tell you, you can. Seen it happen time and time again. Seen Sunday school teachers get saved. Our so-called preachers get saved. There's good folk, but they change when God saved them. There's just something about having oil in the vessel that'll change you. Amen. Now, understand me tonight. I'm preaching on basic things. I wonder if you've got oil. I wonder if there's anything at your house. I wonder if there's anything in your soul. Now, hear me well. Folks here tonight, your name on the church book. But if you don't get saved, you're going to hell. Listen to me, young man. You may belong to this church or some other church. Church membership, not going to get the job done. If you've never been saved, I don't care what mama thinks about you and daddy thinks about you, the preacher thinks about you. If there's no oil in you, you're going to hell. And you better do something about it while you can. Now, I think if I'm studying this Bible right, that it can't be long. That it's just about over. And we have a fellow now that's set up on the road between my house and the church, between Greensburg and the church. Sets on one end of the bridge, got a van, and is writing all over the van. And it says, I'm the last prophet, and the other Bible verses. And he sits back there and listens to a radio blaring of a man preaching and reading his Bible. And they put repaired the bridge, put a light on each end where you have to stop. I'd look at him on the morning and go on, but I got stopped one morning just by the side of him. and I hollered for him. He's unkempt. He don't look real clean. He needs to shave. But he came to the car, and I said, "Sir, what's your name?" And he told me. And I said, "Where you live?" And he told me. "What church you belong to?" And he told me. And I asked him another question or two, and I saw the light changing. And he stuck his head back in, his unkempt head back in, and said, "I'll tell you what, she's about over," and turned around and went back to his van. And I thought to myself, he may be lost. He may not look very good. He may be not a preacher. His wife and family may not have any know where they are, but he's right about one thing. She's about over.
Amen. All right. All right.
And the question is tonight, are you ready? Do you know anything about God Almighty?
Right.
Are you concerned about basic things?
Yeah.
Are you saved?
Right.
I see so much light stuff going on. Just folks claim to know God and don't know anything about real Holy Ghost. I have charismatics come to my meeting. And no doubt some of them saved. And they claim to be further down the road than we are. But the power of God falls and they get scared. I'm going to tell you the real thing tonight will get a hold of sinners. Men and women and boys and girls, make them know what they ought to do. They're not confused about what they ought to do and where they ought to go when the power of God falls. See that all across this country, the power of God fall on sinners. Hard-headed men and women had no intentions ever getting right with God. Saw the Holy Ghost break them down, bring them to an altar, and get them born again. I'm talking about basic things. What we need in our lives, so let other people know this is real. I think the whole town knew she is in a mess. Whole town knew probably she was poor and didn't have anything. But one day they threw the doors open and it looked like it hit an oil well. Because God had done something in the home. Now I'm going to tell you, sir, God ain't going to do much for you here till you get it right at the house. I say that to the preachers. I say it to the deacons. God's not going to do much for you here until you get it right at the house. I remember praying for my boy and saying, "God, help him. I want to see him get right, see him get back in the house of God. Lord, help him." God wasn't doing much, but one morning I went back there and felt bad about the situation. Fell down on my knees and got to saying, "Pretty please, Lord, with sugar on it. Something's got to be done." Agonize. And the next morning, I heard results. I say, if we get right and get our house up, get the basic things right, God will hear us and answer again. I wonder if y'all pray over your meals. I wonder if you do when you go to the steakhouse. I wonder if you dress right and nobody else is around. I wonder if the language between you and your wife is the right kind of talk. We're talking about basic things. And I realize I'm getting down where you live, and that's exactly what I want to do. I wonder what your real desires are. I wonder if you're more interested in money than you are going to church. It's hard for me to get my people to quit taking overtime and miss church.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, God's more important than your job.
Yeah.
I know you've got to live. I know you've got to work. I'm not against that.
Right.
But when you volunteer and church is going on, you're a heathen.
Amen. Yeah.
And I want to say tonight, do your children hear you pray? We're talking about basic things. Do you talk about the Bible and about the preacher's message, how good it was and how it helped you? Is that what they hear you saying? Have you put doubt in their mind about the man of God and the Word of God? The old King James Bible?
Right.
Or have you said it had been better if it had translated it this way or that way?
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Right.
Do you get on your knees when you pray? I know you don't have to. I've got further than that. But I'm going to tell you, if you're right with God, did you know them heathens in the jungle, when they pray, they don't stand up and pray. They get on their knees. And I'll tell you, I got a God better than theirs.
Amen.
I know there's time to stand and pray. I understand all of that. But God's looking for an humble heart.
Amen.
In you and in me. Basic things.
Amen.
You know what she did when she went out with all that oil? All the vessels she could borrow. There's no telling how much. She's going to live off of that. No telling how much oil they had. No telling how many gallons. No telling how many hundred gallons. I ain't going to limit God. You say just had enough to fill the room. I don't know. May have had the whole house full, whole yard full of vessels. But I do know it impressed the neighbors. But she went back to the man of God. Isn't that something? When she hit her oil well, she went back to the man of God and said, what must I do? She didn't buy a boat and a van and hook it up and back it in at the church so she could get out quick and get to the lake. She went to the man of God. Amen. I want to say she paid her tithes. Oh yeah, basic things. I mean just wanting to be right in the sight of God. And the man of God said, sell it all. Pay your debts. Live off the rest. A lot of folks don't know how to live. Don't know how to take care of themselves. Don't know how to quit spending. They don't know how in the world to spend less than what to take in. That's basic. That's what you got to do to live. God help us to understand. Now listen to me tonight. I'll soon be done. God wants you to get the basics right. Some of you tonight, while I've been a preacher, God's shown the light in your life. Little old things. You let go and let go and let go until there's no more power. You can fake it at most places. You can do little old things and come to church and still sing in the choir and wave your hands and say amen to the preacher, but in your heart you ain't got anything. God help us tonight. If we do the basics, God will help us. Everybody stand, please. I want to ask you this. I want you to be honest with yourself tonight. The Holy Ghost show you anything while I was preaching. Don't push it away. That's all I ask you to do. Please, don't push it away. Some little old basic things you need to get right. Make any difference to me who you are. I want you to get the basic things right. You see, there's no use of starting with big things until you get things right in your heart. Till we clean everything out in here and shut the door. Shut the world out and shut what God's given us inside. And say it don't make any difference what happens and mean it before God. And ask forgiveness for our sins and our attitude. There'll be no use for us to try to have revival. But whether we have revival or not, don't you have a hunger to be clean tonight? Just get rid of the little old things and get the basic things right again. While we sing together tonight, while I'll be able to just have the pianist to play. And if she needs to come and bow, just leave that off. And I'm telling you, I'm not finding fault with anybody tonight. If the Holy Ghost don't do that, there wouldn't be no use in me talking. All I ask you to do is just be truthful with that spirit that spoke to your heart tonight and obey him about what to do about it. While she plays, would you obey the Lord tonight? Would you do that while we wait on God tonight? I want you just to be obedient. There's a place for you to pray. If you can't get in this altar, you can get down between your feet. Young lady, you hear what I'm telling you tonight. Young man, you hear what I'm telling you tonight. You better get the basics right. Judgment is coming. Oh, Lord, we'll give an answer to God Almighty. I appreciate these that have come. Some others not able to come. I want to tell you, every man, woman, boy, and girl, better listen to the Holy Ghost and be obedient to Him. While we pray together, every soul in here tonight, you'll answer what you do with this service. Yes, my Father. Oh, Lord God, our spirit. Help us to have somebody. Cleanse us, my Father. Have a woman. Oh, my God. Stir my own soul, Lord, tonight. Oh, my Father. Work on sinners. Help, Lord, the people here tonight. Some I don't know. Many, Father, I don't know anybody. They're real insides here tonight, but God, you do. Would you work? I pray.